Good day, it's John David Miller. Welcome to Holistic Reality Radio Blog. Holistic Natural Health and Reality Analysis, presented by ReallyWell.com and SurviveTheChanges.com. It is wise to be healthy and prepared. Normally, we broadcast at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesdays and Thursdays. On Tuesdays, we do the Holistic Natural Health Really Well program, reallywell.com, and on Thursdays, the Holistic Reality Analysis and Greater Wisdom, presented by SurviveTheChanges.com, and really both programs are presented by both websites, which are all part of the same network of websites. Today, we're talking about the United States of Consciousness. It's July 4th, 2019. What normalcy bias and false assumptions that we hold may be causing us to have a distorted view of the world and to remain distracted and ignorant. Each of us has likely spent an extended amount of time and energy restricting, even undermining, our individual and collective progress, mostly unconsciously. We are living in a web of false reality. United States of fraud, a massive display of deception, a false environment, a psyop, a giant psychological operation moving us toward a global social, political, economic system that is very different from the life we have known. Hypnotized, fascinated, and preoccupied with fragmenting illusions of separation and fear, we've missed out on comprehending the full experience of loving while limiting our life energy to many fruitless or regressive pursuits. Crises, health challenges, financial difficulties, red tape, oppositional issues, racial division, religious misunderstanding, the rat race system, sports, fake news, and fraudulent financial, medical, information, and bureaucratic systems. These and other distractions preoccupy most from perceiving or believing that an organized cabal is manipulating us. I call this cabal the transnational interlocking corporate kingdom, but there are many other names for it: the shadow government, the deep state, which are really one behind the other. The deep state, I think, is more the bureaucracy, and the shadow government, the real puppet masters behind the scenes. But it's also called the New World Order. But it's really a lingering outgrowth of the Roman Empire and the British Empire, and you know, what they've done in to take over the American experiment and make their own military arm for enforcing what they're trying to do in the whole world, which is a one-world government system under complete dominance, full-spectrum dominance. Many of our problems, though, are generated by this intentional polarization, the strategy of the Hegelian dialectic, strategic solutions offered that serve the controllers for the problems that they initiate. It's called thesis, antithesis, synthesis. They put out one modality, the oppositional modality, and then offer the solution in the middle that was their original intention to begin with. Much of the news and events are scripted, sometimes staged for purposes of distraction, fraud, fear, and manipulation. That's right, fake news is a reality, unfortunately. Why are there a prolific variety of public poisons in our food, water, air, and the products we use? What role do these play in stress, disease, and diminished intelligence? For example, fluoride in the water reduces intelligence. Vaccinations have heavy metals in them, mercury and aluminum, not a fluoride often. These are all contributing to an attempted reduction of intelligence and incidence of health problems, which also feeds the coffers of the fraudulent medical system. How can we protect ourselves and move beyond the false, poisonous lifestyle to one that helps us heal and grow our awareness, knowledge, discernment, so that we can be in control of our own lives? I consider the main purposes of living to be learning, growing in awareness, and developing deeper loving. How successful can we be at accomplishing these if we do not have an accurate perspective on what is happening, who we are, and what we are doing? To get the most out of life, one needs to be able to identify and dispel falsehood, propaganda, and manipulation, to protect oneself from public poisons, and to be solidly based in the love and clarity of holistic reality, the philosophy of natural holism, expanding creative awareness and positive wisdom with whole natural living. To the degree that we attune to holistic reality with united states of positive consciousness, including clear awareness, balanced tools of perception, and loving kindness, we have the ability to encounter life in a way that best serves our advancement. Employing this philosophy, we can analyze what is going on, reveal manipulation and falsehood, uncover real methods of making things better, and determine the best course of action. Now, by the very present attention on the idea of positive wisdom, we are already advancing in awareness. As we develop, we consciously heal and grow to recognize and realize our potential of holistic consciousness. The development of united states of consciousness reveals the reality of what we call God, the creative loving awareness that manifests and sustains all. We are what we are becoming. Just as the acorn has a potential oak tree in it, we have within us the potential for full participation in the holistic reality of creative loving awareness. Please visit survivethechanges.com for details on many of the changes that we are facing and how to be prepared. Reallywell.com for outstanding natural health information and products. And holisticreality.com for the philosophy of natural holism and the archives of this program. Thank you for listening. Now is the time to move with purpose. It is time to understand. Have a great day.
It's not too late for getting started, and never too soon to show the world the dream's alive. It's never parted. The time has come that it's unfurled. Now's the time to move with purpose, and now's the time to seek and find. It's not too late to make a difference. It's never too soon to raise your mind. We've been waiting for this fog to pass away. We've been waiting for the darkness to subside. We are building the road of a new day, but don't seem to know whether to go or whether to hide. Are we too busy? Are we too stressed? Or don't we know what to do? Or where to go? It's time to understand, find out who I am.